This is a HeadGum Original.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The most important thing in life will always be the people right here, right now. That's what's real. Hello?
Dominic Toretto. You don't know me. You're about to.
Who did this? Remember Earnshaw? This is Big Bad Brother. He's a special forces assassin. They created a monster.
Looks like the sins of London have followed us home.
We're being hunted.
Shaw lives in a world that doesn't play by your rules. And like it or not, you and your friends are a part of it now.
I don't have friends. I got family. This time it ain't just about being fast.
Can somebody just walk me through what we're supposed to be doing?
Yo, Roman, you need some fresh air?
Just when you didn't think it could get any better, huh?
We got mercenaries after us with enough weapons to wipe out small countries. This right here takes crazy to a whole nother level.
So what's the plan, Don?
One last ride.
Covering Furious 7. The person with me is Gabrus because Lauren has other things on
big
her mind.
Plans. Or little plans. Whatever. But and she has
teeny,
a lot of plans.
Tiny little plan that's going to be a lifetime of planning. So this is the 7th episode of the 4th season. We're watching Fast and the Furious. 10 episodes. We're covering all 9 movies along with Hobbs and Shaw. We're discussing the 7th film in the franchise. I cried at the end of it. Furious
yes!
7.
Yes!
My
Not to
God,
cheer
I
your
cried.
Sadness, but I'm glad to hear you're a human like myself.
Wow. What raw emotion. So it came out in 2015, but it feels so current. Furious 7 is available for free on Amazon, Apple TV, Google Play, Vudu. There's going to be spoilers, baby, because the film's 6 years old. Let's just introduce our guest.
Fuck
ooh,
yeah.
Baby. Sam, you want to do it?
You want me to do it?
Hell yeah. I started it, and then I was like, you fucking
like,
do it.
I thought you said Sam.
Oh, imagine. I was like, Sam, introduce yourself. That is exactly what I did. Sam, you do it.
From Veep, Detroiters, Champagne Ill, and the new feature, The Tomorrow War, it's Sam Richardson.
I was about to introduce myself. I really was. I was like one beat away.
It is truly how I said it. Sam, what is your relationship to the Fast and Furious film franchise?
I've seen, honestly, up through 7.
Okay.
So, shit.
Yeah.
You have all the backstory you need for this one and none of the post story.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I watched the first 2 when they were like new-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought them all on iTunes. And I was like, I'm going to just sit down. I'm going to like watch them all. I kind of never got around to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was in London And my buddy lives out there. My buddy from Detroit lives out there now. And it was his birthday weekend. So he came to my hotel and we watched 1 through 7 together.
That's adorable.
Wait, is your friend want to be my friend? That sounds like the perfect birthday. Hey, this is weird, but can I meet your friend? He sounds like him and I would get along.
That's not weird, man.
No, thank you. Thank you.
That's not weird. Yeah,
you could share this friend. I like this friend too. Did you guys cuddle in bed? Because that's what I envision.
On
just
the couch.
Like cuddling in bed with some snacks, some room service, a couple of beers.
Had all that.
As a touring comedian, whenever you have a friend in your room, like, let's watch a movie after the show or whatever, and you're like, all right, we both are going to lay on my double bed together. Oh, right. It's a shitty little hotel. I guess like John Gamberling's going to take his pants off and get underneath the blanket with him. Oh. True story, Gamberling.
I love it. Very specific.
Very nice. Yeah, keep those boundaries.
This movie was fucking wild. It starts at a 10 and ends at like a 22. It is truly the wildest action sequences I have seen in a movie. I forgot how wild they were.
It really features some of the best monster set pieces of the series, I think. Like,
yes.
The parachuting car convoy thing.
Oh, is nuts. Just the driving through two buildings. Two buildings.
Starting in one building, driving through another one into a third one.
Yes.
That and then out of that one.
Nuts.
Onto the ground.
Nuts.
Something that happens in that sequence we're talking about when Vin and when Brian and Dom steal the supercar. Mm-hmm. Of course, the chip that they need is in a supercar, luckily.
There's always a chip in a car. They always have to steal a car. That's the basics of this.
They're like, the chip is hidden in a spare tire in the trunk. Oh, thank God, it's cars. Yes, we can do it.
That's our specialty. We know cars.
We were talking about how this franchise always does one more thing than they have to. And I think the most indicative part of that movie is they blow through. He's driving a supercar from one tower to another to another. And in midair, the supercar is hit by a grenade launcher. It's like, what an unnecessary step. But we have to demonstrate that Shaw is so accurate with his grenade launcher. And it's like, what? We're already jumping from building to building. We don't need a grenade to hit the car.
A little pizzazz on it. I also love
that part of the story.
Vin Diesel he held the car up with sheer muscle.
He deadlifted a car that they set up as bulletproof, which means it's not
very heavy.
It's tons and tons.
And Paul just gets under it. And like
it's so, and he's like, you got this? And he's like, tinker, 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 tinker. I got my little light.
I was like, did they introduce that he had like some sort of steel skeleton or something in a previous movie?
Slowly, over
exactly,
time.
But when you see him catch Letty in midair and land on the hood of a car and be completely fine, he might have adamantium bones.
He might.
Great. Also, I love the scene after they dive out of the car. The car goes out the third building and it's falling. There's just a nice family having dinner. Who doesn't notice it?
No.
I was like, that shot took a long time to set up and it was for what?
Exactly.
Just for me to tee-hee-hee at?
The briefest tee-hee-hee.
Truly. No,
like, it's not even like a reaction shot of like people like, whoa, this is crazy. It's the fact that they're ignoring it.
Yeah, as if like, oh, in Dubai, this shit happens all the time.
It's just so wild. Before we like get into the movie, we got the Toretto Gazzetto.
Oh,
so
right.
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel teases Fast and Furious cameo for Paul Walker's daughter, Meadow.
Guess what he says? Can you imagine what he says?
I would not count anything out, Diesel told E! News. When asked if Meadow 22 would ever make a cameo in the franchise, he continued, without giving you all the secrets of Fast 10, let's just say nothing's ruled out.
Nothing is off the table, is what he usually says.
Yes, but he's like, much like the titles of the film, he was like, how can I rework it so it's technically the same thing? It's so Meadow has remained close to the Fast and Furious family since her father's passing. She attended the F9 premiere this summer. I mean,
dude,
sure.
While we're on the topic, this is the movie that Paul Walker passed out on set. And that's the major story about him in Fast 7.
Yep, he passed out on set. Everything was okay. We are fine. Great.
He passed away before principal photography was done, and they had to.
Yeah.
And they put together, we'll talk about the whole movie, but they put together a pretty solid tribute at the end. I can't hear that song now without crying.
No, I'm thinking about it nonstop.
A Wiz song that makes me tear up is just a crazy situation to be in life. We're like, oh man, I'm getting choked up. It's Wiz Khalifa again. It's like, what?
I mean, it is really, it's the beginning of it that like tinkles, like doo doo doo. Like that just makes me feel things. And then it's just so sad. And yeah, we're jumping to the end, but like Brian's in a Toyota Supra, which is the 10-second car he promised Dom, but it's white, like he's an eight. And I was just like, oh my God, this was done with so much care and thought.
And then they go to race.
And
they go separate ways.
Separate ways.
It's not goodbye. And the look in, whether it's CGI, it's the brother, it's whatever it is, the look in Paul Walker's face.
And that smile.
And that smile is like, I have fucking goosebumps talking about it. Like, it really fucking
chilling.
Hits, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Boy.
And his phone conversation with Mia, when she's like, when I first saw this movie in the theater, I knew this was the movie. And they keep setting up that like he's in these dangerous situations. Mm-hmm, I'm like, they're gonna kill this guy in the movie.
In the movie, I'm like,
please don't let Tony Jaa kill Paul Walker. Everyone will hate Tony Jaa forever.
Exactly.
It's like everyone's indestructible. Just please don't let Paul die. Like, and they keep setting up like Paul. He's got these separate missions. You go up on the tower by yourself. Right. I'm like, no, stay away from the fucking tower, man.
You go ahead and get in that fist fight on the edge of that volcano.
I mean, and I gotta say, through and through, Paul Walker saves the world in a hoodie and Vans in every movie, and nothing changes. We don't dress him a little bit more heroically for his last one at all.
No, he
everybody
wears
to wear tuxedos.
Right. Everyone is stylish in one scene.
And then right after that scene, Dom goes, "All right, everybody, get changed." Also, I cried during the wedding dude. Recap when Letty goes, "Why didn't you say we were married?" And he's like, "You can't tell somebody to love you." I'm going to cry right now.
Yeah.
Now, while you're crying, let's discuss. You want to talk? Paul Walker dresses the same way I do for my first day of eighth grade, like Airwalks, Orange County Choppers t-shirt, and long Quicksilver shorts. But fucking Vin Diesel is in a wife eater and white capri pants in so many of these movies, including on his wedding.
On his wedding day. She has a full dress and he's wearing a white tank top and capris, and they didn't get a ring, so he puts his necklace on her.
Why are you marrying this giant potato freak?
This guy doesn't care.
And then the priest marrying them is just like a boy, like a little boy. My God, this movie's incredible. So, wait, before we get in the movie, we should take a break. If you're wondering what a NordVPN is, I'll tell you. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, a service that protects your internet connection and online privacy. A VPN creates an encrypted tunnel for your data. Protect your online identity by hiding your IP address and allow you to use public Wi-Fi hotspots safely. I'm using a NordVPN myself. And honestly, it's very easy to use. You connect with one click to enable auto connect for zero click protection. It has amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there, and it supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, Linux, even Android TV. You can switch your virtual location to access apps and websites in other countries. Get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/newcomers. NordVPN.com/newcomers. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Link is in the episode description.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, we're back. Furious 7, written by Chris Morgan. Is he new to the franchise? No, he
wrote the last one.
Oh, okay. But Juan. He's new.
Yes. He's new. Yeah, he's the Conjuring director. He's a fucking talented guy.
They brought him in for this one. He's very talented. But I will say, he did change the movie tonally. Or the movie, like, I feel like in 4, 5, and 6, it had a darker feel. And in the beginning of this, it's very poppy, like the second one, but then it totally shifts right after Race Wars to go back to being a little darker. So I guess the darkness
won. I think they're trying to show that everyone's lives are good in the beginning of this movie, where it's like everyone's adjusting to their new lives. Like Paul, like all the, I like all the Brian O'Connor minivan bits that he's doing and shit like
yeah.
that.
Uh-huh.
But like once the house gets blown up, it's like, we got to get back to the fucking
that
streets.
That was wild. Right. I couldn't believe it. Shaw loves to blow shit up.
And like even Shaw's intro is like the beginning of like Call of Duty. You know what I mean?
It was nuts. Yeah. Why did he blow up the hospital that his little brother is
his
in?
His little brother's in the hospital. Like, well, surely. This would be detrimental to your brother's health.
Make any sense. He's like, take care of them as they're like the doctor's cowering in the corner. And they're probably like, you blew up all of our equipment. How do you want us to take care of
why
him?
Why he doesn't leave with his own brother there and set him up with his own doctor or something? He seems to have limitless possibilities of what he can and can't do.
I mean, his resources are limitless.
Shaw is a strange character to me because I'm like, where the fuck does he come from? Why is he like this? What? So he breaks into fucking Hobbs's office and they have a fight. And then what?
I want to talk about this fight because this is a fun one. This is the first time in the franchise and arguably the first time in a movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson that they reference the fact that he works out because he's so insanely buff. This is the first time ever. It's like he's drinking a protein shake. It's like, yes, he would be doing that every hour in the movies. Like, finally, we see him like post-work. Now it makes sense that he's oily and veiny because he just worked out for the first time, it seems like.
They should have really put like a bunch of equipment in that office also.
Yes. To be like, this is all this man does.
He's doing preacher curls when Statham walks in.
And this movie, I think, is one of the only movies where people actually get hurt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where there's like a little bit of consequence to things. Because
a little bit.
Shaw throws Hobbs. I mean, Dom dies and gets brought back by Letty's memories.
By an amnesia. Someone recovering from their amnesia brings him back to life. Back
from having been crushed.
My God. This
They're
movie.
Like, stop doing CPR. Let me slowly tell him a story.
I mean, yeah, that's what she does. She's like, stop it. Okay. Dom, I remember. And then he was like, remember. My God. But when Shaw goes off, he throws an explosive. So then Hobbs and homegirl, who was fucking Dom, but I guess is now fucking him and working with him, they like tumble out of the building. A car breaks their fall again.
This is a recurring thing.
Yeah.
This car hurts them.
No. Yeah. It's not the car is different. Hobbs is different than Toretto.
Yeah, exactly.
A car can't hurt Toretto. He's part car. Car is completely foreign to him. But it is the second scene. Literally, if you played all the movies back to back, it happens 45 minutes after Dom does the same thing to save Letty. And it's just in this movie again with a different guy and a different girl. You're like, what the fuck is the point of this?
They're really counting on a couple of years between the two.
Yeah, exactly.
I do think they think you'll forget about that they're just reusing the same, a car breaks their fall.
It's possible they forgot. They were like, "Did you? Didn't we do this in the last movie?" It's like, who fucking knows? We had the tank, the plane.
But it's funny that they can't remember basic shit like that, but they remember loopholes to bring people back from the dead.
Yes,
right.
It's so wild. So then Mia reveals to Dom that she's pregnant again. And then Dom's like, God's O'Brien. And then she's like, but he told me that he misses not the action, but the bullets. And I was like, what?
I'm like, bro, you don't have to tell your wife that. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
I wish, like, I wasn't
putting
home
the baby
with you.
To bed. I wish someone was shooting me right now instead of being with you and this baby.
I'd rather be shot at than be a dad.
Okay. Also, they get a package sent to the house. And very casually, Mia's like, it's from Tokyo. And Dom's like, Tokyo. And then, then it fucking blows the house up.
Yeah, entirely. Only their house, though, thank God.
Oh, wait. So before it blows up. Yeah, no other houses are, you know, harmed. But it's he gets a phone call from, what's his name's Deckard Shaw? From Deckard, who says he killed Han in Tokyo. So Han finally went to Tokyo. And it wasn't good. It did not end up well. So then Dom goes to Tokyo to retrieve Han's body. He said, I'm broom. And then he goes to the crash site and gets the necklace that he then gives Letty at their wedding. But I was like, did this necklace only appear in the third movie? He's been wearing it for movie after. Oh, yeah, right. I keep forgetting. Wait, fuck. Oh, yeah. Three happens. The timeline is insane.
Well, this is where it gets confusing because Shaw throws the cross on there. And where did he get it from? Because he hasn't, like, killed Toretto or Letty yet. He has.
No.
Toretto's wearing it in 6. I don't fucking care.
Yeah. Right.
Who cares?
But it is. Wait, no. So how? Yeah. Why don't they explain how he got it?
And then the fucking Lucas Black from 3, the little mushmouth like Southern dude, he has it and gives it to him and is like, here, Han had this. And it's just a picture of the family and your cross. What?
Han, when he was like, I had a life before this, and it was just like, just collecting things from my family and keeping them in my car for when I crash. It's so nuts. This whole scene is so insane. And you forget how bad that man's Southern accent is. He's like, I got this from Han's crash site, and I think ye should have it. But are they, like, CGI'd younger?
I think they were, because, like, definitely the idea that he's supposed to be himself from, like, 15 years back. I was like, uh-oh.
When they
go ahead and just animate this.
They use the original shot of Lil Bow Wow from the movie.
They sure
or else
did.
He'd be fucking medium Bow Wow if they tried to shoot him. He's now Shad Moss. It's not the same.
So, okay, Dom, Brian, Teach, and Roman mourn Han and Giselle at Han's funeral, which is, like, so funny. That Giselle doesn't get a funeral. Like, why is she just mourned at the same fucking funeral?
Like, oh, right. Also, Giselle died. We never actually went to her body or anything, just fell off that plane.
I guess not. And then her funeral should have happened way before Han's, because Han went and had a whole time in Tokyo.
Tokyo Drift. He went and had a third
movie. Yeah, he was drifting.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was busy for at least, you know, an hour and 40 minutes. So they should have had a funeral for her. So Dom confronts Deckard in an underground tunnel where they fucking just crash into each other.
The fastest speed. Like, as if there are no brakes. They hit, they drive at 100 miles per hour towards each other and then just head-on collide with each other and then walk away. Like, no airbags, no, that's a life-ending. And I know for Fast and Furious, life-ending means nothing.
Yeah, right. Death is not permanent, and also it's impossible to die.
Yeah. Like, why avoid anything if you can get through this one? It's not just running into a wall. It's running into a car that's coming at the same force as you.
The G-force would at least empty your bowels into your pants. Like, they should have both had visible diarrhea in their shit, like in their pants when they got out.
Imagine they did that and you were watching it. You'd just be like, wow, oh, this is very realistic.
This movie does something crazy where they're like steel reinforced. That's like wearing heavy boxing gloves in the ring or whatever. And it's like, how is Statham driving that car so fast if it's reinforced with extra steel? And also, you're dumb for driving into it, Dom.
Exactly, Dom. What the fuck are you talking about?
And he doesn't fall for it twice. He pops a wheelie the next time.
Oh boy, when he popped the wheelie, I was like, what a treat. But also, I was like, why is Jason Statham doing the same thing? Like, why didn't he pop a wheelie? Why didn't he get on like the sides of the fucking? It was just wild.
No, the biggest argument I have against this movie is they established that Owen Shaw in the last movie, for what it's worth, is part of a British mobile unit where they're all vehicle experts. Mm-hmm. At least this, it's like, why is Shaw such a driver? Just let him be someone else. He doesn't have to show up in a dune buggy and a sports car, because now he's just too much like every other person they deal with. They have enough of their own car shit they could do. Just let Shaw be like a military badass. But instead, he is a solo car driving guy, just like Toretto, just like Shaw. It's like, just come up with something new.
No,
fuck.
Sorry, Gabrus. Exactly. In this world, everybody's going fast for the family. So then we meet Mr. Nobody, who's played by Kurt Russell?
That's right.
I've never complained about Kurt Russell being added to anything. He's one of my favorite actors of all time. It's so fun he's in this movie. The role is pointless.
It's pointless.
We could have eliminated this whole storyline.
Yes. But now they need this storyline because they need to start setting up why these guys keep getting involved in crazy missions. Or else, at some point, if you really just want to hang out and drink Coronas at your garage, you just should.
Do that.
You don't have to do Fast 8 or Fast 9.
Exactly.
Or
did you grow up watching the A-Team at all?
No.
Yes.
So the first four seasons, great. In the fifth season, they added Robert Vaughn as the sort of like Charlie to the Charlie's Angels. So they all get court-martialed, and then he saves them from... He fakes their death, and like now they work for him. So you have him in there, it's like sending them on missions, which before the A-Team was just like, they're hidden, and if you find them, you hire them, and they take care of your thing, and then they're done, the episode's done. But now it's like, he's giving them missions, which is like what I think they were trying to set up here.
Yes.
Where they're like, hey, and this guy.
He's like a stakes injector, because he could go like, look, you're fighting a global terrorist organization. It's not like stealing DVD players anymore.
Yeah. I did love that they did say that.
Yes!
Yeah.
In the movie, they do. They're like, you're not stealing DVD players anymore. And I was like, tee-hee-hee, that was so fucking long ago. We are so far past DVD players that I can't believe it was mentioned.
It's only 6 weeks ago for us, but we live in the movie time. So it's years and years and years. Yeah.
So at least two.
Mr. Nobody tells Dom that he'll help him stop Deckard. And so I'm like, okay, so Deckard Shaw is going after Dom because he thinks Dom put his brother in the hospital. Like, that's it? That's the one thing?
Yeah, because his brother, when his brother is not dead, you're like, well, then why is Shaw so mad?
So mad.
Like, why are you? Your brother was doing crimes.
Yes.
And he got in trouble. He didn't get killed. He wasn't murdered. He got beat in a fist fight in a flying plane. That's
he's
all.
Like on a respirator. He's doing okay. Yeah, so
exactly.
Then we find out that Mr. Nobody wants the Eye of God, or no, God's Eye, a computer program that uses devices to track people down. Also, he needs to save a hacker named Ramsey, who's stunning, from a Nigerian terrorist named Moses Jakandi.
Yeah, you got me. Right? I'm not trying.
Come on.
I'll let one of you two mess up that pronunciation.
Come on. That's I can't say his name. Wait, is it Digimon?
Digimon Honsu.
Yeah. He's hot. My fucking God.
He's so hot.
All the things I would let him do to me.
And I got to give him credit where it's due. Him yelling in anger and frustration in the chopper is so... He's such a good actor. His accent is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And watch him go like, fuck, come on! Is so fucking enjoyable.
It's so great.
It's
like when
too,
he grabs the machine gun, he's like, oh, Jesus Christ! You know, he's like,
So Dom, Brian, Letty, Roman, and Teej airdrop their cars over the Caucasus Mountains. Wait, is that where Caucasians are from?
It is.
Wow, your people, Gabrus.
I thought we were from the plains because we're plain as fuck.
They rescue Ramsay and go to Abu Dhabi to steal a flash drive containing God's eye.
Real quick. What? You said they rescue Ramsay. That's a very casual way to describe. They parachute.
Dom gives her a helmet, and then they drive off a mountain.
starts with cars. We hear cars don't fly three times in this movie.
They say it so much.
And I love that they say it, and then they're like, "But these guys are gonna fly. They're gonna fly."
When Tej makes Roman's car go out, I was like, that's actually kind of fucked up at this point.
Fucked up. You kill this man.
It's not a cool prank.
It goes out and it starts like flipping all over the place. Yeah. I'm like, you're not getting a handle of this thing, man. You're dead. Also,
it blew a parachute to pull him out. I'm like, that wasn't his only parachute.
Right? No, not. It was the one.
And then we get the fucking, again, like we love our Western analogies here. We get our convoy hijacking that they get to do. But I want to talk about this moment because one of my favorite guys is in this sequence, Tony Jaa, who's like a Thai fighting legend from the Ong Bak series. Uh-huh. He's the guy that goes head to head with Brian. And I think that choreo inside there is so fucking fun.
It is fun. But when they do, they like blow it up. They like shoot a rocket at it or something. The acting in that was not great. When he got like jostled around, I was okay, friend.
He's more of a fight choreographer. He has two lines. He has the line "too slow" in this movie, and he almost nails it.
It is funny how terrible some of the line deliveries are in this movie. Ronda Rousey, I never want to see in another movie again.
Oof.
Boy,
wow,
oh
she
boy.
Makes Gina Carano look absolutely
like
dynamic.
An Oscar winner. My God.
I'm happy to see Rhonda. I'm happy to see her in this movie. I'm always happy to see women in high heels beating the shit out
honestly,
of each other.
Honestly, that was fucking cool.
The elite guard, the female bodyguards, that was so
cool. They were so cool. That whole sequence was real. Like, everything in Abu Dhabi was incredible.
Was sweet, yeah.
It was so much fun. So they get the God's Eye, which is in the fucking car. And they like have a distraction where Roman is bad at this. It's a bad distraction.
We were talking.
Yes. Like, first off, I'm talking about how comic relief guys in this movie is Tyrese. Tyrese is the comic relief.
And he is the funniest person in the movie, but that's because the movie is not cast for comedy reasons.
Correct.
Exactly. They didn't lock it in.
Honestly, Kurt Russell is funnier. Kurt Russell he's got more comic talent, to be fair. Statham does.
Statham does, exactly.
But he does his old happy birthday trick, which is just to say, is it your birthday? And then get everyone to sing happy birthday to a very confused pretty woman who can't say any lines, otherwise they have to pay her more.
Exactly.
It was wild.
The other thing that happens is they talk about, oh no, not the birthday thing. Like they all know.
Yes.
But
Tej
and Roman
so
only
wild.
Met in five.
Right.
Yep.
Right. He shouldn't really
absolutely
know.
Absolutely correct.
How many times has Tyrese done this since five?
This guy just breaks his thing down in every sit down restaurant they go to. No, not the birthday trick. Your birthday trick is usually just saying it's your birthday so you get a free cake.
Nicole, did you not feel for Tyrese in that moment? Like, it felt like he was in the middle of a stand-up set that was bombing.
Yes,
and
bombing.
He literally does, like, look at this girl's hair. She must have taken all the products from the bathroom. It's like,
and she's just like,
that's the
okay.
hack of shit that I fall on too. I'm like, what's up with the lights in this place, huh? What kind of stupid college is this?
But I was like, what was the direction on this? Because we could have said, all right, extras, laugh at him.
Yes.
Like, let's make this seem good.
Laugh at him. React in some way. T-Pain is in the scene and he doesn't have a fucking, he's like barely on camera.
He's just there for a hot second to be like, I'm in a Fast and Furious movie.
Just be entertained by him. That's all. That's all. And you can tell like from from Ludacris's reactions to him that he didn't know what was going on. All they just gave him the lines. He was like, He didn't just, did he? Oh, no. Not that.
Because what he's reacting to. He
doesn't know what he's actually doing.
That's so
funny.
They're
like, on the day, Tyrese will riff, and everyone's like, really? Okay.
Even Tyrese was like, really? Sure. All right. My God. And then,
I'll
okay.
I'll prepare some notes.
So, Letty finds this thing in the bed. I was like, wait, what is that? Is that, that's like part of the eyes of God? Or God's eye?
They're hacking into the security in the bedroom.
Which is right? so wild that it's like next to the bed.
Yeah, it's weird that it's like in the wall of, it's works out perfectly that also Tej knows where all of that is in his first trip to Abu Dhabi. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And just a reminder for everyone, Tej was owning a mechanic shop in Too Fast, Too Furious and is now the second best hacker in the world because uh-huh. the best hacker in the world was introduced.
Yep. In movie.
Yep.
Yes. As last movie, he was the best hacker in the world. This one we learned there's a hotter, better hacker out there. And Luda is hot as fuck.
I gotta say, I love that they're both people of color at the best of their game, hacking into things.
Dude, these movies do such a good job of like everyone they interact with is either a person of color or like a stunt casted white, like Kurt mm-hmm. Russell, an 80s movie legend, Ronda Rousey, an MMA fighter. Right. Like they're just right. like, yeah, it's all we're doing balls to the wall and everything, casting, stunts, music.
What did Ronda say? She was like, these parties are not fun.
She was like, yeah, I'm glad you showed up. These parties bore me to death.
It did sound like when you ask Final Draft to just yeah. read, you know?
I'm glad you showed up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. But that fight, man, I really... So they were talking about doing a lady spinoff. I want them to do it. Like, how fucking badass.
I'm here for that.
Right?
I worked on a project with Ronda Rousey. She was this was later on in her career. She was able to pull off jokes that we fed her, but I'm telling this story solely to say I hugged her at the end of the shoot and it was fucking amazing. Her back and traps are so developed. I was just like, hugged her and I was like, whoa, this is amazing. I was like, just kill me, crush me, please snap my fucking
rib. It is nice to touch people who are muscular, especially when you're a doughy person.
Yes.
You know? Amen. You're like, I didn't know people could be like that. You're rock hard and so am I for different reasons.
Gabrus, why are you hugging Ronda Rousey with your ass sticking out so much? I demonstrated why.
Yes, and podcasting is an audio medium, so no one will ever know what you did.
I'll describe. Close up. Pull it out closer to the camera. I'll describe it. Hey, what are you asking, Sam?
Let me see so I can say.
So then they're back at this like weird fucking place. I guess it's Mr. Nobody's house. And then a bunch of people come and then they shoot. There's a shootout.
Oh, yeah. Wait, they go to Statham's hideout, which is like, I love when they find them using the God's eye.
And yes. Mm-hmm.
Paul Walker's like, oil factory. Perfect. Nobody around. It's like he's in the factory in the middle of a desert. And it's like this is here's my other big complaint with the movie. They destroy everywhere they go in these movies, right? Mm-hmm. Like in Six, they destroy that bridge. In Spain, they destroy everything. Why in the fuck would you bring them to the most populated city, your hometown, to fight them? I'd be like, let's take them to the desert so there's no other casualties. It's like, no, but we know the streets of L.A. better. If I'm in Dom's crew, I go, we do fine everywhere, bro.
Exactly. We're all still here.
But they want to go home. They're a little homesick. Oh, did we talk about race wars? I forgot about that.
No, let's go into race wars. The poorly named
yes, yeah, race wars. So they bring Dom brings Letty to race wars, and I guess to like jog her memory. So then he tells her how to race, and she's like, "This is not what I do." And he's like, "Yeah, you want to win?" So then she does what he says. She wins. Everyone gets so excited, and then she punches Hector, who's from the first one. And yep. I was like, "Ooh, I love bringing Hector back. I love putting him in a set piece that like I know him from racing." But she like gets overwhelmed, and then like leaves Dom for a little bit, but then like comes back.
She's still processing her amnesia. Hey, and did you recognize?
By the way,
oh, yeah, go.
They really chumped out Hector real bad.
I know. They
punch him in the mouth. He's got a mouthful of blood. And he's like, oh, wow. You okay?
And Dom just says, yeah, you never could take a punch. It's
which
like,
is so
you gotta say,
up.
She's damn. Dealing with some stuff, man. Like, just be honest. She's got amnesia, bro.
And then Iggy Azalea's like, where have you been, ghost girl?
Oh, man.
Chants ghost girl at her after she won. I was like, you can't taunt the winner.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you recognize the hot, tatted up Asian woman who started the, she's your former girl code. She was a guy code star, Levi Tran.
Oh.
She was on that show. I was like, why do I know this woman? And she has no lines. She just does this. But they always stunt cast the person. I think it was Rita Ora in Six when they win the races. She's the British woman who calls him out. There's always stunt casting. And I'm like, oh, that's, I think her name is Levi Tran, who is the, she was on Guy Code or Girl Code. I think
she's
Guy
very
Code.
Pretty. They put her in a very skirt that pretty. Was too short. I can see her undies.
It was underwear.
I can see all her undies.
That's the Fast and the Furious sexiness is undies.
Yeah,
we're
going
to see the bottoms
gonna
of butt cheeks and some cleavage. There's not even like, this is crazy for me to say, but there's not even like big boobs in these movies. They just,
there,
it's like,
yes.
It's always just like
it's
dancer
butt
types.
Shots.
Yeah.
It's just from the waist down, a kind of flat ass.
This movie, every one of these movies features like steel drums and a close up of a flat ass sashaying through.
It's so
insert
I'm like,
Central
why
American
don't we
country.
Get juicy booties? Why aren't we being rewarded?
Yeah, exactly.
We came to see it. Give me a reward.
Just like, why can we show the most insane violence in the streets of Los Angeles? But we can't see a little nipple. Come on.
You know, we can't see a juicy titty.
Do we see some nipple in Abu Dhabi when those ladies were painted gold? Or do they frame them just out that you just saw that they were naked, but you didn't see anything good?
Ooh, I didn't notice, and I have quite the eye for nipples.
They're like...
I have rocked erotic mega touch in every towny bar I've ever been to.
Yeah, so. You and me both, buddy.
I can find an errant bra strap or an mismatched areolas. I got you.
Mismatched areolas.
It's a double strap on that underwear.
That was always the lowest stakes thing ever, too, when you were trying to find the last thing, and you're like, oh, she's got lace on one stocking and not the other. Damn it. Sick. I can't believe I lost on that. Give me another dollar.
I used my clue on that.
So back to the plot. Mr. Nobody, he puts on like Blu-ray goggles. I don't know. He's like seeing
the
dark.
Yeah, he puts
on
Blu-ray goggles so he can watch Blu-rays so up close on his eyes.
He's like, shoot, what's it? Night vision goggles. My bad.
I think X-ray is the word you meant to say, but what he is using is night vision.
Night vision. Yes.
Puts on
X-ray
Blu-ray goggles
is.
And his PlayStation helmet. And
he starts walkmaning around.
But he gets shot. And then Dom clocks it, and then he winks at Dom before falling down, and I was like, what is that about?
The whole sequence makes no sense.
No.
They have Deckard Shaw. They're like, all right, pal. And he's like, I have a grenade. It's like, shoot the fucking guy.
Yeah, shoot him right
shoot
in the fucking
him.
Head.
Y'all didn't prepare for a grenade?
He's a terrorist. You're the international organization protecting the world from terrorism. Shoot the fucking guy right when you walk in.
Exactly.
Also, we're introduced to this in the beginning to fucking Hobbs's daughter, and I was like, why do we care?
Yeah.
It's so he can have somebody to talk to in the hospital.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess.
Well, I guarantee that was something to be like, The Rock was like, I need family in this movie series too.
You want to talk of family, and I don't have any family.
Yeah, I tell you, some bitch, I need some family in this movie.
Boy.
I gotta get some Terramana and a cheat meal. You listen up, brother.
I don't like when he says some bitch. It's me. Weird to me.
I don't like when he says a lot of things, that guy. I don't like when he says, what are you doing in my yard again? Didn't the cops already talk to you? You know, like, I hate when he says that shit. Stop taking photographs of me in the shower. All that classic bullshit.
Yeah, Gabriel,
well,
leave me
stop
alone.
Stop getting in his yard. Stop taking pictures. There's a fun video of The Rock like driving past a like Los Angeles tour group, and then he rolls down his window and he's like, "Where's The Rock?" And everyone's like, "Ah!" And he's like, I love giving back to fans. And I was like, this is
giving back.
Letting them let it gaze upon me as I give you the gift of the sight of my hairless, flawless body.
Boy, it like it was very funny. There was this like one woman in glasses who was like bugging the fuck out. But anyway, they return back to Los Angeles where Dom plans to fight Deckard solo. Brian promises Mia he's going to dedicate himself to their family after he defeats these bad guys, which is so funny that it's like, I just need one more near-death experience to be a good father.
I gotta say, this movie it's such a trope to be like, I'm struggling between being a family man and a total alpha badass. Like, that's such a trope in all these movies of like, my wife's harping on me, but I'm the only one who can figure out who the last Boy Scout is or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
in this
movie, Mia keeps I think it's just interesting writing that Mia's like, no, I need you protecting my brother Dom out there. Risk your fucking life, okay? Like, it's like a strange angle, but I enjoy it that the wife's like, get out of the house. Go with your friends. Have fun.
Also, were they all living at 1327? Were they all living in that house in Los Angeles?
Like, because they're all still billionaires from Fast Five.
Right.
So I'm like, why didn't we buy like a better house? Like, why didn't we move somewhere else?
And like, you know, those neighbors are like, fuck.
These people
at the house just blew up.
Oh my God.
These fucking people come back. They move in. Like, you know, like racist redlining neighbors. Like, they move in. They bring 40 of their fucking family members, all different races. Next thing you know, the whole neighborhood's exploding. Anyway, 15 years ago, three Asian guys on motorcycles sprayed up this place with machine guns. That was in Fast 2, neighbor. It's different now.
We're different now. We have money now. So Jakande, I think that's how we say his name. Digimon, how do I say his real
Digimon
name?
Digimon Honsu.
Digimon. I fucking love him. Digimon.
I guess his name would be Jakande based on Jakande. How it's written. It would be my guess. Yeah.
So Jakande, he's like trying to get God's eye. Ramsey's trying to hack into it. Hobbs finds out about it.
Hobbs, we get a cool Hobbs moment. I don't care how dumb it is.
Yeah,
him
this is fun.
Flexing through a cast kind of rules.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Cool.
I almost wanted it to be like a full body cast so we could just watch and like.
I agree. But
it kind of reminded me of Forrest Gump when Forrest Gump is running through his crutches or like his little braces.
Leg braces?
Yeah.
Just poorly, but they aren't bracing anything. That cast wasn't holding anything. That's all fine. But then he like gears up and he's got all of his gear in the hospital room.
Yeah. He's got a gun.
Yep.
His like bulletproof vest next to his daughter's coloring books or something.
Get CPS in there. Stat.
And then Hobbs has, when I grew up, I had like a central vacuum system where like it was a hose that you plugged into the wall. He has like a gun version of that. Like, where the fuck is this tube going? There's like this insane tube that's tied to this machine gun that he's just like fucking spraying bullets out of.
When he takes the drone's chain gun off the drone is what we're talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
So just to run, because this sequence is so fun all through LA. We got Digimon Honsu screaming his fucking head off in the helicopter.
So hot.
And he's not the main bad guy. This is what I love about Fast and the Furious. Like, it's such a big movie that Honsu is like the second banana guy. Like, he's an insanely big, great actor. And it's like, Shaw's the real bad guy. And it's like, The Rock is one of the biggest celebrities of all time. It's like, but Toretto's the real hero. It's like, how many people do we need for this movie? I'm here for it. But The Rock stops a drone by driving an ambulance off a cliff.
Yep. Into it.
He's a driving expert also.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He walks over, ices the drone like gives it a coup de grace, cranks the fucking belt-fed chain gun off of it, and then is walking down the streets of downtown LA spraying it out. And I said this in the last episode, but I think this movie uses Hobbs the best in that he's...
Yes.
Instigator to start the mission. He's barely around. And then he gets a cool fight and a cool gun sequence. And then he's out. Because sitting with the other characters a lot in this movie made me, because I used to really like Six because there's so much hand to hand. But watching this movie again back to back with Six, I like the less rock and the more, and of course the emotional stuff of all the Paul Walker shit, of all the Brian shit. That, and keeping Hobbs out of the emotional shit is such a smart move too, because who gives a fuck about
I think so too. Because also, like, Deckard, he says very little, but is also like on the same level of emotion as I think Dom is.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I feel like they're more evenly matched as foes than Hobbs is with Dom. But I agree. I think he's in the perfect amount because he's like hurt, starts the mission, comes, has a real badass fucking moment. And yeah, it's delightful. It's a real treat.
Everyone gets their badass moment. So let's talk them through in this last set piece. We get to do the passing the people back and forth through cars. Like, like do-si-do-ing two speeding cars and passing a woman who does not know how to drive, like is not a car person, passing her through windows as you pass. Like, they're like, we're playing keep away with Ramsey. And everyone's like, perfect plan.
Perfect. Let's do it. Wait, who is this actress? She is so...
She's from...
Nathalie?
She's from Emmanuel? Game of Thrones.
From Game of Thrones. She's...
she's the... Melisandre. The other anime.
Khaleesi.
Yeah. She's Khaleesi's right-hand woman who does like all the translations for her. And I think I talked about this earlier too, but... That's indicative of Vin's power. He's like, hey, Game of Thrones is a huge show. There's a hot person that's ethnically ambiguous on that. Put him in our movie. And it's like, got it. Bring him on. It's just like, they're immediately in. I love that. She's in the rest of the movies. She's just added in this movie as like they rip a hood off of her. And they're like, whoa, you're a smoke show. And it's like, great. You're going to make millions of dollars now. come with us.
She's so fucking pretty. It's a little really upsetting. Is.
Yeah.
So this whole
it's awkward when they call dibs on her. That's an awkward sequence.
Very awkward. That and I didn't love.
They call it out for a second, but then they like, oh, okay. Are they going to be aware of this? But no, they just go deeper into it. I call dibs. You just call dibs like you're in third grade. And I was like, okay, now here comes the point where you're like, yeah, she's a woman and she's an autonomous. Like, and like no. I saw her first. No, me. It's like, oh. Yeah, right there.
Her friend goes, insane. You cannot call dibs on Ramsey. I did that once, and her knee met my testicles. And you're like, wait, you're also a piece of shit?
I mean, I would like to call dibs on Ramsey. She's so pretty.
Yeah. Objectively, yeah. She's absolute smoke.
Just so, like, factually so speaking. Pretty.
In that, triple building sequence, I want to just call out Tej gets a dope hand-to-hand moment where he gets to pretend to be scared for a second, and then he's just like and you think that the Ramsey Roman Tej like who is she into is gonna kick off, or that was the selling point, but as someone who's seen the rest of the movies, it's still like they're just it's nothing has happened, and I love
no.
it.
I
like, still they both still like her.
Yeah. And, but and I like that she doesn't choose one. Yeah, I like that she's just Ramsey. She loves a computer, not a man.
She never she's never really driven. We'll find that out in a couple of movies, though.
Ooh, she gets to drive?
Interesting.
Everyone eventually drives in the Fast
Times. You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Everyone at some point will, like, even Mia gets behind the wheel and knows immediately how to fucking drive and drift and whatever.
They give Mia like a different superpower every movie where they're like, she's good at languages, so she listens on the radio. It's like, she's kind of good with computers, so she hacks in with them. She can also drive, so she drives in this sequence. It's like they never know how to fit her in as like a pregnant woman in the Fast Saga.
Wait, also, they go hide out at some random man's house that you never see again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was so random.
They're just like enough. Like, all right, why doesn't Shaw go after this family? They're like, okay, they put the family in some very safe place.
Yeah,
it's protected with guns, so you don't have to worry about where they are while the movie's happening.
And then there's a phone call where he's like, "I picked him up from the airport," and you're like, "What? Okay." It's like,
And yeah, he's like the Prime Minister of Dominican Republic or something, like the way they have it set up. Where it's like, what the fuck is this guy? He's got like his own private army. And he's allegedly the guy who got Dom the safe in Rio. He says on the phone, he's like, getting Dom a safe in Rio is harder than this. And you're like, oh, I thought Han got the safe for Tej. Okay.
Yeah, I thought Tej got it, but maybe Tej called him. And then he got it.
They all know each other from three other movies.
Everyone's
that are
had
out.
A life.
Fast exactly. 11, 12, and 13 actually take place in between 2 and 4. And they just haven't been filmed yet. Exactly. We're going to keep getting all
but
these.
Nothing's
like-
off the table. It'll get filmed, you know. So Dom fights Deckard on the top of the parking garage. After he fucking wheelies up on his car, they're like hand to hand fighting. Fucking Dom is swinging this man, this person around like he's a rag doll. And then there's like something happened. There's like an explosion. The crack happens. And then Dom goes, the thing about street fighting is the street wins. And then and then stomps and his foot. In the
like
fucking
a Hulk stomp and breaks down a parking garage.
Yeah. I screamed. It was so wild.
An upgrade from lifting a car with his bare hands. Now he can just punch the floor of a parking structure and collapse it.
This whole sequence is so fun because something I love in action movies that isn't really ever in the Fast franchise, and as a fan of A-Team growing up, this is part of it. We got the getting ready montage for the first time where he saws off the shotgun. He's like, puts the bullet. Brian's puts the FBI vest on, rips the FBI thing off. Like, I just love seeing everyone gear up. That's not something they do a lot in these movies. But he gears up the gun and everything, and then just like they fire two rounds at each other. It's like, all right, we're down to hand to hand. He does all this prep work for weapons, and the thing he brings to hand to fight with is two wrenches.
Yep. Two wrenches.
That seems so unwieldy to have two.
Yeah, exactly.
And the wrench is his fucking thing. The wrench is what he went to jail for manslaughter and it's how he becomes a criminal, and it's retconned in 9 and all that. But it's just crazy that he's like, two wrenches, and then the Shaw ripped two windshield wiper blades off the car. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then it charges one. I bet they were like, just one wrench. And then like in the choreography, it was like, yo, I need both these wrenches. and then Statham was like, well, I'm not going to not have a wrench. So then, like, I'll get this windshield wiper.
I feel like that's how a lot of
The Rock
it
is
goes.
Off camera holding a wrench too, contractually. He's not even in the scene. He's like, I also, you some bitch, I also get a wrench.
Okay, we have to take a break.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This scene where Dom is like driving away from like the crashing fucking parking garage, the car flies again. It fucking flies.
We gotta say that these movies feature people eyeballing debris and saying, "Yep, that's a ramp." Uh-huh. Like, oh, I get, oh. Perfect. Yeah. Like, we always show the character in 6. It's when Paul Walker is gonna jump across it. Uh-huh. He sees like a broken wall, and he's like, perfect. This is like a collapsed parking garage. He's like, yep, I'll be able to hit the helicopter. Uh-huh.
So it looks like this Charger is going to crash into the helicopter, but it doesn't. It just like grazes the bottom of it. But what you don't see is Dom put a backpack on the helicopter with a bag of grenades on it. And I was like, what? How?
What is his plan, possibly, that he sees the ramp, sees the bag of grenades, and he's like, I'm just going to start driving, and I think by the time I get there, I'll come up with an idea of how to get this. I know he lives his life 1/4 mile at a time, and that is probably more than 1/4 mile away, but it just seems so crazy to be like, worst case scenario, I just crashed this car with a big bag of grenades inside of it with me.
Yeah, my plan B is...
It's nuts.
Like, also, you charge all those grenades in the bag. Like, you have to, like I say, go in and, like, kind of push the buttons on each one.
And then Hobbs knows there's a backpack filled with grenades on the helicopter and shoots it. I know. How?
Hobbs, who couldn't take down the helicopter previously with a chain gun, is able to fucking eyeball a knapsack full of grenades and be like, the only thing that's missing from this son of a bitch is a bullet. Drink that Terramana.
Oh, shit. I thought I was just shooting a backpack.
My God. And then Dom's car tumbles.
This looks cool. It looks scary. The way the car falls is good. Yeah.
It's wild. And he's unconscious. He's dead for a little bit.
Is it kind of annoying that Paul Walker's last heroic act in this movie is plugging his phone into a tower? The last thing the character gets to do in the entire franchise is charge his phone. Watching it this time, I'm like, ooh, man, this is a bummer that this is how he goes out. But yeah. I feel like they were faking a lot of that stuff because they put him so separate from what was going on. It feels like because he might have already been gone at that point. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, his whole little side mission where Tony Jaa, who escapes from the bus, happens to be the guy that goes head-to-head with him again. And Tony does such a good job of those flip kicks that look so cool. And then I just love that Brian O'Connor wins by just, like, shoving him down the
floor. It's wild. All
right, yeah.
Diesel gets that a lot, too. Like, Shaw demonstrates insane hand-to-hand combat, and then Vin Diesel comes over and just, like, grabs him by his shoulders and hucks him across the floor. You're like, that looks so fun. Just to be able to throw karate guys around. That seems insane.
Yeah, the fighting, I will say, it is catered to the like expertise of the person. Like, Vin Diesel is not agile. So Vin Diesel gets to just throw people around and throw his body around. His body gets thrown around so much. And I love when he changes into a very tight, long sleeve white shirt. He only owns white shirts, white tank tops, and black tank tops.
And like, for a mechanic, that seems odd.
Yeah, might get dirt. Oh, he does also own a blue button up that says Toretto, because he wears that.
Yes,
he wears his work shirt.
That's right.
15 years after being like, he's already been a prisoner, a criminal, a hero, a bank robber.
He's like, I gotta get back to fixing up people's cars.
Bayer, that's a great call, because I think a good example in this movie of they cater the choreography to the actor or the character is Hobbs versus Shaw in that opening sequence. Mm-hmm. Shaw's doing like the knee kicks and like all the cool like Krav Maga short, and then The Rock does a rock
slamming
bottom.
People, he does the like actual rock bottom. He does him into coffee tables.
When I saw that in the theater, people went ape shit when he does the real, which is, Nicole, if you don't know, that's his WWE wrestling move.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Statham through the table. That was his old finishing move. The rock bottom, the people's champ, told you so. And he just fucking does it. And you're like, whoa.
I mean, rock bottom, rock bottom. We have a reference to rock bottom in Detroiters. When Tim's stepdad gets beat up by his brother, Connor O'Malley. And he's like, rock bottom.
It's a good fucking cool ass move. It's wild. These later movies are very good theater movies. Like, yes. I took Sashir to go see Hobbs and Shaw. She didn't know anything. She had never seen a Fast and the Furious movie. And she was like, that was fucking fun. And I was like, yeah, they're all fun. This is what I'm finding out now.
Fast 9 was like my first post-pandemic movie theater scene. I went with like, and I hadn't been to the theater in 2 years. And I was like, oh, Fast 9's the perfect wait. And I go and sit down. I'm sitting with Tiff and I'm like, are you so hyped? She goes, I've never seen any of these movies. I was like, I should have asked you a little earlier. And we've been together for 20 years. I've been in my office watching these movies fucking daily.
But honestly, you don't really need to know anything.
No, you don't have to.
No, you really don't.
It's a fucking
probably
theme
better
park
if you
ride.
Don't.
Yes, you actually can. If you watch it without knowing anything about it, you get a certain base level of enjoyment. Uh-huh. And then someone throws in the whole, that's actually his brother. And you're like, whoa.
You're like, what?
I love that shit.
Because like also like some of like the timeline stuff is then missing from us. You're not like worried like, wait a minute. Why is this person's necklace from, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
right.
All that's like missing from it. You're just like, oh, shit. He's shooting that Gatling gun off the
Oh, I like that part too, where it's like, and who's that? It's like, oh, you haven't met Hobbs yet. And you think it's going to be like a good line or something. And Letty just goes, that's Hobbs. And it's like, you can say any line here. You're Letty. Your character is super tough and ambiguous. Like, we could have a joke. It could be real. It could be like, that's the Calvary, whatever. Nope, it's just,
no,
that's Hobbs.
That's Hobbs.
That's Hobbs. That's his name. All right, very good.
Well, thank you. I'm Ramsey. Pleasure. Let's keep the God's eye hack happening or whatever.
So Hobbs arrests Deckard Shaw and locks him away in a remote high security prison, which seems like overkill. It's kind of wild. He was like, all of this? And he was like, yeah, because it's going to keep, this will kill you before I kill you or something. And I was like, all right, The Rock needs a nap.
And you know, as someone who's seen Hobbs and Shaw, that they become friends eventually.
Which is insane.
That's I haven't seen it yet.
Honestly, it's pretty wild. But like,
yeah,
there's a lot of like gay jokes in it, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, there's a lot of like misogynistic sort of like feminine is bad kind of
yeah. And I was like, it's 2021 or whenever it fucking 2019, like, come on guys, it's okay, you're family. And Dom says family's good. So Dom and the crew are relaxing on a tropical beach because after all their big missions, they either have to have a barbecue or sit somewhere. And this got me. They're all watching Brian and Mia play with the baby Jack, knowing that Mia is pregnant with Brian's kid, knowing that Brian is not going to come back for the next movie. This got me. I was like, boy, oh boy.
When he goes, Roman, shut your mouth for a second and just look.
Yeah.
I was like, that felt like the realest shit. Like when you're like, when I was a kid and my dad be like, knock it off and pay attention to what this guy's saying. It's actually fucking cool. And you're like, oh shit. And in that moment, you're like, you quiet up and you're like, fuck, that's so heavy. And then it's like, you're just going to leave without saying goodbye.
Oh,
and
Vin, boy.
In a wife eater and white Capri pants, as always.
Well, this one, he's wearing a light blue shirt. I clocked that. Oh, I was he's wearing a color now. But boy, oh boy. And then when they, you know, go through all the memories and you see young Brian, I was like, it really fucking got me.
Yeah. It's really incredibly touching.
It also shows you how many people he's been in scenes with because the cast of these movies change so wildly. And it's like, holy shit, yeah, he did that with him. You did that with him. Yeah, Paul Walker, you could fucking hang. You're just like, I thought you were the pretty face in this movie, but I'm realizing now you're the fucking glue. Like, you're like, even he exists still in the movies after his death. You know what I mean? Like, he's referenced in a way that I think is just like, a way you don't see it done in movies at all, where it's like, we know the actor's dead. We're never going to replace him with someone else or anything like that. But we're just keep saying, like, at least him and Mia are off safe somewhere together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or like, it's fucking cool, man. They do
it
such.
It really is.
And then you find out how close Vin and Paul were in real life, and you don't realize, like, Vin's daughter's name is Paula after Paul. Like, this is like such fucking. They're really good friends, and the movie is a very good tribute to them.
It is a good tribute. It is like a really good send off. But like, truly, when he was in that Supra, I like lost it. I was like, oh boy, it's an ode to the first movie. It's the 10-second car he's going to ride to heaven.
And they've been having that debate via Jack the Kid of American Muscle versus import speed. Like, they kept that argument up via the child, which is kind of intriguing. Mm-hmm. And then just, oh, fucking. It hits you really hard watching this
one. Yeah, it's really sad. It really sucks.
Like when Jen D'Angelo in the Fast Five episode mentions she walked down the aisle to see you again. When she told they had a Fast Five themed wedding.
Oh my God, that's right. Oh, that's right. Oh my God.
And when she said that, I was like, fuck, I would have been bawling at your wedding. And people would have been like, wow, I didn't know Gabrus was that good of friends with Jen D'Angelo. No, he just loves Paul Walker.
So this movie has 82% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. The budget was $190 million, and it grossed $1.5 billion internationally.
Good
God. Holy shit.
Good just God.
Keeps growing. They like doubled the score
That's
of the last movie.
That's fucking nuts.
Good
That's
God.
So much money. That's wow. So much fucking money.
Wow.
That's a defense contract.
So this is the fastest movie to gross over $1 billion. The fastest movie to gross over $1 billion. It surpassed Avatar.
Damn.
Avatar 2 needs to come out. Where the fuck's Avatar 2? Where's that squeakle?
You know, where's that squeakle?
Oh, wow. So the Toyota Supra that Brian drives at the end of the movie actually belonged to Paul Walker.
Oh, wow. Fuck. That's so cool. Yeah, wow. he probably bought that with his Too Fast money. He's like, I should have all the cars I drive in these movies. I should own them.
Right.
Yes.
I'm rich as fuck. I might as well be buying all these cars.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. This is the first sequel in the series to take place chronologically after Tokyo Drift? No, it's not.
I think that's the idea, right?
Yeah.
Is that it's supposed to be like
Tokyo
in that
Drift
time.
Oh, yes. My bad. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now my head's on straight. That was really hard for me to wrap my head around for a couple seconds.
It's just because what's his name is so old and it doesn't look like it looks like it's 15 years.
Lucas
later.
Black is like he hasn't acted for like the 14 years in between Fast exactly. 3 and this too. He's just like, yeah, I had two failed hour-long dramas.
The majority of The Rock stunts were performed by, I'm going to butcher this name, to Tanoa Reed, who is his body double
cousin.
And cousin. Yeah, cousin.
Sorry to ruin that.
No, you didn't ruin anything. You just know some trivia.
I tried.
That makes sense, too, because we know that The Rock and Vin Diesel, their beef is escalating in this one. Like they're having, so they're like, The Rock's like, fuck this. I'll send my stunt double to do everything. He's like, I'm not going to break my leg for this Vin Diesel asshole. I'll let my cousin fucking like.
Overall, I mean, this is a fun movie. I do think it is a little too long with some storylines that like could have been truncated, but it's like a good send off for Paul Walker and his involvement in the franchise.
And it continues the pattern that starts in 6 in that weirdly named like MacGuffin evil apps and programs are the thing that they're trying to stop. It's literally in 6, yep. 7, 8, and 9 are just like, they have the thing that can be bad. And it's like, we can't let them get that thing. It's like, well, that thing is in a car. And it's like, all right.
I mean, I just love that the bad guys are always putting shit in cars. Wait,
always.
Who had God's eye? Not Shaw. Was it,
Ramsey had sent it to her friend in Abu Dhabi who put it
in
the car.
And he sold the car.
But this is the part of the movie that drives me crazy too. Mr. Nobody's right-hand man is kind of the annoying Proctor Police Academy character. Why does he bring the God's Eye into the mission with them? They know where he is. It's like he's got it in his hand and he dies and it falls. And Shaw's like, it's right there. And Jimon Hansu's like, perfect. And it's like, wait, why do we have this in the room? We have shit at the base. Have someone call in where he is. I don't think you need to like have the fucking USB stick with you.
Yeah, even just fix it by being like, oh, I forgot I had this. And then
as he's getting shot. Oh, fuck, shit. I'm still holding this.
I'm still holding this. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, why do I have this? I'm sorry. It is rather wild. Yeah, this I liked it, though. It's good.
It.
I'm excited for Fast.
So
like,
fun.
I'm very excited to see more of this. F8, I think, is next.
Fate of the Furious.
Fate of the Furious.
Which F8 is fate.
Can't leave anything on the table. If you have a table, don't leave anything on it. That's not what I'm going to do.
People just keep going up to Vin Diesel going, hey, what's the future of the franchise? Is it this? And he's like, hey, I'm not saying it's not. It's like, he's a genius businessman. He's like, it'll be whatever the fuck it needs to be.
He's
if
great.
I keep making $1 billion a movie,
exactly.
Universal is going to keep me fed. I'm going to be okay.
Sam, do you have anything to plug since we're at the end?
Tomorrow War on Amazon, Werewolves Within, available on iTunes or Amazon and all these sort of things. Fun movies, good times. Watch Detroiters.
I gotta say, I love the Detroiters. I love Champagne Hill, but I was saying to you off mic before, you're so good in the Tomorrow War, which is if you're liking mm-hmm. the Fast and Furious movies, I think you'll like Tomorrow War because it's a big ensemble movie that has so much shit going on in it that you're like, I'm not positive I'm following everything, but I like everybody and I want Pratt to live. And then Sam is so fucking funny in it. And he's like, and that's what happens if you have comic relief that isn't a former Ralph Lauren model, but an actual trained comic
Gabrus,
actor.
You heard her here first, is coming for Tyrese.
Oh no, Tyrese can have whatever he wants to have. I cannot stop watching the man. But I am a comedy writer and I can make notes about that.
Sam, you are good in, what is it called? Tomorrow War?
Tomorrow War, yeah.
I did watch it. It was good. Those little creatures were scary. I didn't like
them. They sure are. Yeah,
they're not fun for me.
When it's revealed that they can glide is such a fun, extra scary level thing. When you see that for the first time, it feels like, oh no, we're in trouble now.
Yeah.
If you want to rate and review the podcast, we'll read it on Rate and Review. Every time I'll laugh. Julia W.D. Harrison said, Fast Cars and Comedy Stars. I love everything Nicole and Gabrus do. Put them together and I'm horny for it. Ooh, baby. Love the franchise. Love this podcast more. I love you guys and the guests have been perfect. Also, Han is the hottest one in the series. I agree.
Seconded.
Zelma Yvette said, I love this podcast. Never seen the Fast and the Furious franchise and probably won't. I love the podcast. Hilarious. It's so funny how many people listen to this podcast who refuse to watch the movies we are reviewing.
Yeah, please tweet at us if you've watched, listened to every episode of this podcast and not watched any of the movies.
Yeah, let us know. I want
to
know
as to what you like about this.
Just, you know, two friends having fun. Okay.
The power of Bayer. I'll tune in. Who cares? I'm not watching this movie. I'll just listen to her scream about it.
Well, that's it for us. We'll be back with Fate of the Furious, the 8th movie. Wow, 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 wow. Bye.
Was a HeadGum original.